Now Geshe La and the Tibetan community will recite the Long Life Prayer for His Holiness in Tibetan. And while they're doing that, we can look silently at the Long Life Prayer for His Holiness on page 384 of the red, no, I'm sorry, the, of the red book. We can distribute those as a thing. And we'll just look at, say that silently to ourselves. Right, and if you could share the books, then after that we will have a presentation of cake and tea to His Holiness and some remarks by Thupten Norbu about His Holiness, and have tea and rice and cake afterwards. Thank you.
I'm looking.
Jesus, Lord,
What is next? Oh, yeah.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Good morning. How are you all doing? Thank you. My name is Thupten Norbu, and I'm an executive member of the Tibetan community in North Carolina. As you all know, there are not many Tibetans in the area. We are about 50 of us, including the Tibetans, Tibetan students at Duke University and other universities, and the Tibetans in the Army and Marine Corps. So that's why there are only a few of us here today, because most of them are on vacation or somewhere else. When the representative of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, Pempa Sering, visited Raleigh, he emphasized the importance of creating an association so that we can carry on Tibetan-related activities. And during his visit, four members of the community, including myself, were charged to start the process. And we appointed Geshep Sangpo as the president of the community. He's in Tibet, so that's why he's not here today. And we are very happy to partner with the Kadampa Center to host today's program. Thanks to the center for providing the space and the cake. And also thanks goes to Tibetan community members for bringing desi and tea. I think you can help yourself after the program. And everything looks delicious. Since we are celebrating His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama's birthday, I thought it's a great idea to say a few words about his birthday and why we celebrate his birthday. His Holiness was born as Lama Thundup in a small village in Tibet called Taksir on July 6, 1935. It's in northeastern Tibet. At the age of two, he was recognized as the reincarnation of the previous 13th Dalai Lama, and he was later named Tenzin Gyatso. We Tibetans believe that he is the manifestation of Avalokiteshvara or Chenrezig, the Bodhisattva of compassion, and we also believe that he is the patron saint of Tibet. Generally speaking, Buddhist celebrations are not very common among Tibetans. However, it is gaining its popularity, and many do celebrate birthdays these days. And like many of the Tibetans, I'm very thankful to His Holiness for building schools, hospitals, and creating a system to conserve the Tibetan culture in exile. I attended Tibetan schools in India, visited Tibetan monastery to cultivate inner peace, and obtained my undergraduate and graduate degree here in the United States. I believe that without his leadership, I would not be where I am today. And the same goes to many of the Tibetans. For example, if it were not for his leadership in conserving Tibetan Buddhist tradition, probably Geshe-la would not have had the opportunity to study at Seraji Monastery, and we would not have had Geshe-la as our resident teacher. So in many ways, our lives have been touched by his contributions, directly or indirectly. I'm one of those people who rarely celebrate their own birthday. But as a Tibetan, I believe that it is very important to celebrate His Holiness' birthday, but not in a traditional sense where we need to have a big feast and grand celebration, but rather celebrate it to appreciate and rejoice the contribution His Holiness has made to our own individual lives, our communities, and to the world. This year, His Holiness celebrated the birthday in Ladakh, and since Ladakh is very far, I look on YouTube to see what was how he celebrated the birthday. And he looks very healthy. And he says that he has two birthdays, one for the Tibetan calendar, which is on fifth day of the fifth month, and one for the Western calendar, which is July 6th. And he says that if you feel close to him, then the biggest gift to him would be to pay attention to his thoughts and wishes and work toward contributing, fulfilling those wishes. So I just want to highlight his three commitments, and these are direct quotes from His Holiness' website. Firstly, as a human being, quote, okay, His Holiness is committed to the promotion of human values such as compassion, forgiveness, tolerance, contentment, and self-discipline. He says that as human beings, we are all the same. We all want happiness and do not want suffering. Even people who do not believe in religion can benefit if they incorporate these values into their lives. His Holiness refers to such human values as secular ethics or universal values. He is committed to talking about the importance of such values and sharing them with everyone he meets. Secondly, as a religious practitioner, His Holiness is committed to the promotion of religious harmony and understanding among the world's major religious traditions. Despite philosophical differences between them, all major world religions have the same potential to create good human beings. It is therefore important for all religious traditions to respect one another and recognize the value of the respective traditions. The idea that there's one truth and one religion is relevant to the individual practitioner. However, with regard to the wider community, we need to recognize that there are several truths and several religions. Thirdly, His Holiness is a Tibetan, and as the Dalai Lama, is the focus of the Tibetan people's hope and trust. Therefore, his third commitment is to work to preserve Tibet's Buddhist culture, which is the culture of peace and nonviolence, and protect the natural environment of Tibet. With that thought, I want to say that Tibetan community members are meeting for the first time today to discuss how we should govern the association and work toward conserving Tibetan culture and values. And this contributes directly toward his third commitment. And I hope everyone will take the opportunity to do one thing today to contribute to His Holiness' wishes. Thank you.
We usually bring in the entire cake to show it and present it to His Holiness before cutting your piece, but it's too heavy. It has a very nice dedication on it, and so I think if David has probably gotten a picture of it, so it's preserved for posterity, if not for the present moment. You know. So now we just have closing prayers, and afterwards we have tea. And Tuknor, what is the name of the rice? Desi?
It's rice, and sweet rice.
Desi. Sweet rice.
Water, sugar, raisin?
Yeah. Delicious. Yes. Right. So we're going to be doing that after the closing prayers. All right. Is that? I think that and add the last. Yes. I also mentioned. I'm sorry. I forgot to mention that after the closing prayers, we'll have rice and other things, but also people will have an opportunity to present katas to His Holiness individually, as they wish. Thank you.
Okay. So we'll start with the dedication from Master Shantideva, Bodhi Karyatvatara, on page 246 and 247 in the gold prayer book, the one we usually use, and it's in the white binder. On the back of the page, it says Kadamba Center Prayers. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. And then for those who have the red retreat book, if you go to page 385, will be the prayer to be able to correctly devote to His Holiness the Dalai Lama and fulfill all his advice. May the nectar stream of the blessings of the lotus holder always enter our hearts and nourish them with strength. May we please you with offerings of dedicated practice, and may you reach beyond the shores of perfect compassionate deeds. Thank you.
So now please enjoy Tibetan tea, and there's another tea, then desi. Please enjoy with happy mind. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'll also just take a moment. We had a different celebration of His Holiness's birthday this past week on his actual birthday when we had a blood drive here at Kadampa Center. There were six beds here in the room. And I just want to us all to rejoice in how many people participated in this. We had 30 8 people who made the wish and registered ahead of time to donate blood. A couple of them had to cancel, but 12 people were walk-ins to donate blood, and another 10 people or so came to volunteer in whatever way they could. Normally, the Red Cross tells us that if they have, say, 50 people who are registered to give blood, they actually receive about maybe 30 units of blood. So we had 38 people who registered, and we were able to donate 39 units of blood. So it was really an amazing outpouring of an offering for His Holiness's birthday, and we thank you all. Thank you.